Thank you. Thank you, our three fans out there. We're back.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
2013's The Lone Ranger. It was pretty bashed on by critics and audiences alike. It probably deserved it, right? Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to give you our opinion. So let's get right into this. Let's roll the intro. So that was The Nun by Jar Jar Binks' daughter.
That was beautiful.
So, The Lone Ranger, 2013. Made by Disney. Got a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics and I think like 51 or 52 from audience. So, not very well liked. But Robert Ebert gave it a 3.5 out of 4. And he said, this movie will be known for being misunderstood. And that is very true.
This is so true. Oh my gosh.
This movie is hilarious, okay? Johnny Depp and his facial expressions are just so funny.
I haven't laughed hard that hard in a movie for a really long time. Oh my gosh. It should be a classic. People should be watching this, like, all over the world, appreciating its dry, extremely sarcastic humor, and like it's actually pretty violent for a Disney film.
Very violent for a Disney film.
Disney, I don't know what they were thinking, but I liked it.
I'd say it's more violent than Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, for sure, I think so.
Yeah.
But it's by the same director for the first three Pirates of the Caribbean films, Gore Verbinski. It's going to be known for being misunderstood for sure. I don't know what people were thinking with this. It's entertaining, it's funny, it's fast-paced, it has tons of action.
I can see why some people don't like it.
Really?
Probably because, I mean, some of the things are so ridiculous. It's like, here's the thing with the movie. With movies, you can either be sarcastic and have stupid stuff happen and be funny, or you have to take it seriously and be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
This movie goes on both ways. It's funny and stupid, but then it tries to become serious and realistic. And so I guess that's a bad mix for some people. But to me, it's hilarious. And I think they did a really good job. The music alone, probably the best music or score I've ever heard in a Western film. Top for five sure. of all time.
For sure. Oh,
it's
my
so
goodness.
So good. And do you know who's by?
Hans Zimmer locked himself up in a room for like 16 straight hours and came out like with most of the themes of this movie. And like, it's wacky, it's loud, it's super exciting, it's adrenaline filling. Like, it's one of the best scores he's ever made, for sure. The best score of a Western I've ever heard, personally. This whole movie is, for me anyway, is like a giant homage to past Western films. Like, it wants to do all the cliches and the stereotypes, but add something new and a new spin to it that makes it different. It comes out with, like, a mixed movie that you really enjoy. Like, the movie's all over the place. And I love it being all over the place. I think that's the point. It's like, it's absurd. That's how I describe the movie. The movie's absurd.
Hmm.
It's absurdity. But it's super enjoyable, super entertaining. Most people would love it. Johnny Depp deserves an Oscar for this movie.
Okay,
I wouldn't say that, but his facial expressions are hilarious.
I mean, I would call him hilarious, but like his acting performance, it was good, but it's not Oscar.
No, it's not.
But, I mean, if they're giving away Oscars for the most hilarious face, yes, it'd be Johnny Depp.
Oh my gosh. They said they were going for like a silent movie character when they made Tonto for this new version of Lone Ranger. And like from the first like beginning, he doesn't say anything.
It's so funny.
He's just like silent, just his facial expressions. And there's a controversy of him not being fully Indian or Native American or whatever. And honestly, who cares? This is acting. Okay. And he actually is one part Comanche, I think. Let me see. Thought his great-grandmother was part Native American, maybe Cherokee or Creek Indian. Ha! He's part of... He's a member of the Comanche Nation. No one cares that he's not Indian, okay? It's a funny movie. It was a great performance. I don't care. There's, like, a couple of, like, places they can live now. No, it's fine. You can't... It's like, we're in the 21st century. You have to have your own little island so you can, like, not face reality. Of how there's not, like, a tortoise holding up the world. But anyway, it was a good performance. Oh my gosh. Army Hammer as the Lone Ranger was actually pretty funny too.
He did a good job as playing the guy that you can definitely tell shouldn't have been there, but yet was. He was so awkward, it was hilarious. The action was super intense, and actually, like, there was no blood and gore, but it was...
brutal.
Like, when they shot someone... like, you felt it on screen.
Yeah.
Like, they really made it as PG-13 action as they could make it, like, as close to rated R as they could without any blood and gore. And that's really impressive.
Yep.
Honestly. Because if this was rated R, like, that thing would be, like... I don't think we're going to do a non-spoiler and spoiler review since it is 2013.
It is a 2013 film. Well, it's anyway, see the movie. You'll be entertained. Now for the spoiler review.
That was quick.
That was quick, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything really spoiler to talk about? I guess there kind of is, because this movie goes all over the place and it kind of throws you out of whack. Like, it's not like a straightforward film. Mm-hmm. It goes, I guess there is some spoilers, like when you find out that those two were brothers.
Yeah.
When you find out that,
well, not literally.
What do you mean?
They're not literally brothers.
Yeah, they are.
He said that born together in that desert 20 years ago, he's just using it as an allegory.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh. And then how Tonto is like, how they like banned him from the tribe. That's kind of, I guess.
I love Tonto's backstory.
And then like how like the railroad like pretty much like owned everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Tonto being banned from his... tribal clan.
Pretty much from the entire Comanche.
I know, that was... But...
because he made a mistake when he was a child.
I know, but what the funny part is, they're like, oh, this guy's crazy, he doesn't know what he's doing. And yet, it always works out for him. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, this movie does not take itself seriously, and then it does at the same time. And it's a weird mix, but it works. At least for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people, it may not work. It's all opinion-based, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it should get as much hate as it's got.
No!
Like, it wasn't even sold at Walmart in, like, those $5 bins. Because me and Ben, like, searched that thing. Because we wanted to watch it, you know, like have it in hand, the DVD.
Yeah.
But...
Walmart sucks anyway, so...
I know. Screw Walmart. Even those, but yet they had, like, movies from, what was unpopular? They had, like, G.I. Joe from, like, 2011. Like, no one wants to watch that. I heard that thing was terrible.
It was terrible.
But the Lone Ranger wasn't... It's not bad.
No.
It's not bad. It's great.
Even from an objective standpoint, like, it looks beautiful. The music's fantastic.
The acting's amazing.
The acting is really good. The
storytelling is... everywhere, but still.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's a Western. If you like Westerns, you'll like this movie. I guess no one really likes Westerns, I guess.
I guess it's more of a Western, like, if you don't really like hardcore Westerns, I think it's something you should watch.
Yeah.
Because it's not really, like, Western. It's not like John Wayne Western, where everything's, like, I don't know, I haven't seen a John Wayne Western.
Like True Grit?
In a while. I haven't seen True Grit. Right. William Freiberger, Aquaman's better than most... Marvel movies. Anyways.
That's true. I agree.
And Batman v Superman is one of the greatest superhero films ever made, William, so I don't want to hear it.
Thank you. Yes. It really is. Gosh. Screw you, haters. Most of you haters haven't even seen it, so shut up. At least the Ultimate Edition, anyway. Can we talk about Butch Cavendish eating someone's heart?
I know, in a Disney movie, too.
Like, what the heck?
He literally tore out his heart and took a bite. Like, this is a PG-13 Disney movie that people will take their kids to. Mm-hmm. That's... I don't know. I'm surprised Disney even let this go through.
It's because Gore Verbinski gave him so much money. Like, right before Lone Ranger, he made Rango, which was like a dark-ish, funny western for kids. And they're like, okay, you can do whatever you want. And he's like, okay. I've been having this story in my head for a while for the Lone Ranger. And like, oh, go ahead. It's going to be family-friendly. And then, oh, we're eating hearts. Eating hearts, peeing on needles and stabbing you in your shoulder.
Oh, that's so funny.
Squashing heads with logs.
Oh, I know.
Like, cross-dressing cowboys.
That was so funny. A leg made of ivory that can shoot a gun.
I want to touch it. How much higher does it go?
Okay, this is how everywhere this movie is, okay? So, Tonto and the Lone Ranger are talking to this one chick trying to find the main villain, right? And it gets really dark and she tells... them how this guy pretty much like screwed her over for something. And then it skips to Johnny Depp as Tonto with a birdcage over his head and goes, "Do you have cat?" After this like super serious scene. It's like, what? It just, the comedy comes out of nowhere. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so Butch Cavendish basically ate one of this woman's legs.
I want to touch it.
And she replaced it with ivory, and everyone wants to touch it, and it's hilarious. But
how hot does it go? Little high.
Oh, yeah, and it has a gun in it as well.
Yep.
It's so funny.
And then also
like, No. Like, it doesn't have a gun, like on it. No, the leg is a gun. Think about that. She literally has the trigger pop out of her, like, upper thigh and shoot it. And the bullet comes out of her shoe, I guess. Foot area. That's hilarious.
It's really funny.
Like, it's just it's so all over the place.
But it fits. It works, honestly.
It does.
It's weird.
I'm trying to think of a...
It's absurd.
It's a scattered masterpiece.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. It's like, if you're OCD, it's like it's like hoarders buried alive, but yet you find like $1 million under like the pile of junk.
Right.
That's how it is. It's just, it's insane.
It's silver in a cave.
But yeah, we can't really say anything except like watch the movie, really.
I know.
It's hard to describe. I've watched it with multiple people. Most of them said they like it. There were a couple that said they understand why critics didn't like it, but they're stupid.
That's why Drake is going to be our guest.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much it.
I miss that guy.
For the first season, probably going to be our finale, depending when he comes back.
I hope so, yeah.
Because we have some things planned that will take a while to get all set up for episodes.
Oh, sorry. We're going to Jersey to see a friend of mine.
So we won't be able to do an episode that late. Actually, we might if we record it early enough in the week.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
We'll shoot for that.
But. No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, we have projects that we want to do for the podcast.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That it's going to take time to get set up and review and stuff like that. So we got a lot of big things ahead.
Yep.
So a lot of things to look forward to.
Yeah. This one was a little short, but, like, we...
There's not really much to talk about except that we wanted to do this because we want you guys to watch it.
Please watch it. I beg you. I'll buy it for you. I don't care. Just talk to me and I'll buy it for you.
Or
just
go dumpster diving in the Walmart $5 bin.
No. You know what? I'll buy it for you. I promise. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Hans Zimmer Gap.
left me no pizza. Does it not occur to you that there are two people living in this house and both of them need to eat? Why do you have to make everything so difficult?
I'm tired of it! If you can't give me the respect I deserve, look at me! Excuse me?
Pizza time.